We're joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce for today's short and sweet business beat. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Aaron. I remember actually doing the short and sweet business beat about a year ago, and I was panicking because I wasn't sure where to go pick up some pies. I'm going to try to make my own this year, but it was nice because someone emailed me. I had said it on the radio,
that's
and
right.
Someone emailed
yes.
me and said, they said Root Cellar, formerly known as Foster's,
right.
had pies.
I remember
or Fresh Market was had pies. So So I don't have as many last-minute Thanksgiving suggestions. I think the Chapelboro email that just went out, I think mm-hmm. just if it's that last-minute, just call Carolina in and go to brunch with them.
There you
that's
go.
What, I think that's the best. It's the most carbon neutral rather
yes, yeah.
like plan rather than like driving all over town to,
rather
to,
than setting a turkey on fire on Thursday afternoon, which just puts out so much carbon into the atmosphere.
No, I meant like driving around town to go to every single grocery store. I have I'm easily overwhelmed by grocery stores. So call Carolina in, make reservations for Thanksgiving brunch with them, and then on Saturday, you've been promoting it already. That is Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
So, the town of Chapel Hill, the mayor issued a proclamation naming November 28th, 2015, Small Business Saturday, noting that 93% of consumers in the United States agree that it's important for people to support the small businesses that they value in their community.
But what percent actually do it is the question.
Like, well, of course
you say that.
This
so we need to get out and actually
so whether
do it.
Or not
yeah.
you that whatever your feelings are on the origins of this holiday kind of being pushed by American Express.
Yeah.
Even if you don't even believe in credit cards and you keep all your money under the mattress, it's really important to get out there and support your local small business.
Yes.
And I think when you think, how are we going to figure out how what percentage of that 93% think, actually go out and support their small businesses,
mm-hmm.
you can, I would recommend using social media to say that you shop small and just use the hashtag shop small and tag your favorite business or where you picked out a gift and hope that folks can make at least one purchase in honor of Small Business Saturday.
And there are so many really cool places. And we were talking with Sarah DeGennaro and Sarah Stevens up in Hillsboro yesterday, and it's just like we're sort of running down the list of all the cool places in Hillsboro. There's just as many and more in Chapel Hill and Carborough. Like anywhere you go in Orange County, you can find a really awesome small business. You can get your shopping done, great food, great everything. We're lucky to have so many.
We're lucky to have so many, and so many where you can park once and then mm-hmm. just shop, whether just go to our large commercial centers. You can go to University Place and hit many shops at once, go to
yep.
Eastgate, go to downtown Chapel Hill or Carborough, park in the deck and walk all over because Small Business Saturday is part of the town of Carborough's Carborough Cheer. They say that many Carborough businesses will be participating in American Express's popular Small Business Saturday promotion. Shop participating businesses that day to join the movement and keep your dollars local.
Does American Express have a copyright on Small Business Saturday? I'm curious now because it's such a great idea that they had and it's just sort of ballooned out beyond just this promotion.
I don't want to say in their defense, but they provide all of their marketing materials for free to participating businesses.
Yeah.
And even if you are a business that doesn't accept American Express,
you can still participate.
As a chamber, by our Association of Chamber of Commerce executives, have been encouraged to be a champion of small businesses, which makes sense for a chamber. And we were part with Orange County with a Buy Local movement saying if folks thought about where they shopped, how we can make a difference as far as sales tax revenue. And as I've said before on the show, that I think the increase in sales tax revenue is really why we've seen the property tax rate in both municipalities hold steady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't even saying that to knock or praise American Express.
Right.
I think it was just kind of a cool thing. It's like it's like way back in the early 20th century when Coca-Cola came up with this image of Santa that just sort of took off
right.
and now it's everywhere. It's kind of the same thing with America. Like there was a meeting a few few years ago of American Express executives and marketing people where someone stood up and said, what about Small Business Saturday? Oh, that's a pretty good idea. Let's do that this year. And it just sort of took off the way that it did. It's just I think it's really cool.
I think it's really smart. I think they said, we're not going to try to compete on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. It wasn't divert your Black Friday dollars to small businesses. It was like, okay, you know, you can, if you want to participate in the Black Friday craziness, you can, but you know, on Saturday, a slower pace, come shop small at your local small business.
Well, we're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. That is Small Business Saturday. Giving Tuesday is coming up a few days after that.
Giving
which is also
Tuesday
a cool idea.
Is coming up, and we have really good news to report on the before Giving Tuesday, that the Secretary of State just came out with a report this week that 2014-2015 donations to licensed charities and nonprofits increased 164% compared to the year prior. Now, what the Secretary says that, you know, what this means is that organizations reported over $56.5 million in the last year compared to $21.4 million the previous year. But she said, just because you hear that donations are up overall, don't take it to mean that these worthy organizations no longer need your help. That is simply not true. So although we've had a banner fiscal year as far as across the state giving to charitable organizations, Giving Tuesday is a way, I think, to give pause where in this holiday season where people are thinking about checking off their Christmas list or buying presents for Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, this is an opportunity to think about year-end giving and do it on December 1st.
Mm-hmm. And with the giving up as much as it is that also sort of independently of Giving Tuesday, is that also a sign that the economy just in general is getting better too, that people have more money to give?
I think they
I actually don't know the answer to that question.
The Secretary of State said more households donated to these organizations. It's interesting to think of it as an economic indicator of that the economy is doing better. I'm not sure if that's up. I think Giving Tuesday is reporting that they saw a growth last year of 148% in online giving compared to the year previous. So I think it's just, I don't know if it's an indicator that the economy is getting better, but I've always appreciated that folks still keep, even when the economy is slowing down and even when pocketbooks are smaller, that folks are still giving to charitable institutions, including churches and higher education institutions. We have three chamber member higher education institutions: UNC, the school that has a darker shade of blue, and Durham Tech. And UNC is calling their Giving Tuesday Tar Heel Tuesday.
Of course. So
folks who want to support UNC on Tuesday, not just by cheering for the Tar Heels' victory over Maryland, they can also give in many different ways to many different schools and be a part of Tar Heel Tuesday.
Awesome. And we were talking about Small Business Saturday, so many really cool businesses that are local and locally based in Chapel Hill, Carver, or Orange County. There's so many great charitable organizations and nonprofits, and you just start listing them, and you could just keep brainstorming for hours and just come up with dozens and dozens of them in our community that are always needing volunteers and donations and anything else, and they do such great work every day. So
absolutely, it's really a testament to our community and our community's values in supporting these organizations. If you are stumped on where to give, you can go to carolinachamber.org/nonprofits. That has all of the charitable organizations that are a member of the chamber. Also, make sure that you post on social media about this contribution that you're making and why you're making it to this organization. In 2014, a Red Cross survey reported that 70% of social media users would take action in response to a friend's post about donating, and about 1 in 5 would donate. So these, saying the organization that you're supporting and talking about it and saying why and asking your friends to do the same really makes a difference.
Absolutely. That's why the Ice Bucket Challenge took off as fast as it did, because people were posting on social media and everyone else was responding to it. It really makes a difference.
I did not take that challenge. I was glad to make the contribution to local ALS charities. I was not going to dump an ice bucket over my head. I don't know what that means, but I was prompted to make a contribution because of social media.
So we're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce, and speaking of great charitable organizations and nonprofits and people doing heroic work in our communities, Salute to Community Heroes is coming up very soon, and we've got some award winners that we can already name.
We do. two, our first responders that we recognize each year. This is an annual celebration that we're excited to have at University Place. You can come early and eat and shop, or come and join us and shop afterwards.
Trilogy, they got great food.
Or see a movie after.
Or see a movie afterwards,
salute.
Yeah.
So,
I got to plug Trilogy because Ed Brothers came in 2 days ago and gave me like lunch, and it was this great ham and cheese sandwich and an apple salad, and it was so good. With hanger steak salad with candied pecans, and I'm
why
still
full
from that.
Why did he not come during the short and sweet business meet? I don't understand. But
we already had this time blocked off for someone else.
We're excited. AT&T is our presenting sponsor. We'll be celebrating 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, December 10th at University Place. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to recognize the first responders that we have these winners' names. Carbro Police Officer of the Year, Sergeant James Walker. Nice. UNC Public Safety Employee of the Year, Sergeant Michael Laffin. Chapel Hill Police Officer of the Year, Officer Brad Kramer. Orange County EMS Employee of the Year, Emergency Management Coordinator Kirby Saunders. Orange County Sheriff Employee of the Year, the Chief Deputy Jamison Reed Sykes. Chapel Hill Firefighter of the Year, this is, I think, the coolest title, Master Firefighter James Sparrow. And Carbro Firefighter of the Year, Driver Josh Asbill.
Awesome.
We're excited about these winners. We want to say thank you to them, not just at Salute to Community Heroes, but every day, particularly during the season of gratitude, grateful for these selfless acts that these first responders have shown and their commitment to our community. Not ready to be announced yet, but soon we'll announce Citizen of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, Town and Gown Award, and the Irene Brigham Lifetime Achievement.
And will those be announced on December 10th?
Hopefully I'll be able to announce them the next Short and Sweet Business Beat.
Oh,
but,
awesome.
Just not ready to announce them today, but
okay.
Want to take a special...
the nominations are all in, right?
Are all in. We haven't made a decision yet, but we're excited to celebrate all of these incredible individuals and for their service to our community.
Very cool. All right. So that is December 10th. What day of the week is that? That's a Thursday?
Thursday.
Yep. December 10th at University Place right there on the stage,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But don't save all your holiday shopping for December 10th, although we'd love to see you at University Place. And don't forget to shop on Small Business Saturday and think about your charitable giving on Giving Tuesday.
What should Sunday be?
A day of rest. Have you not read the Bible?
I have, but...
No, actually, when you were saying, what is Sunday supposed to be, it reminded me of a scene in When Harry Met Sally, when she references Day of the Week's underpants, and Sunday was missing. There weren't Sunday Day of the Week underpants, and it caused a riff in her relationship with... anyway, y'all should just rent the movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a really great movie, but have a day of rest on Sunday, but please participate in Small Business Saturday and shop small and participate in Giving Tuesday. Find Chamber Member Nonprofits at carolinachamber.org/nonprofits.
That is the Short and Sweet Business Beat. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving, Naren.